Little Stoke Fire Department.
Pardon?
East Post Oak.
Have a motion, is there a second on this item?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fox, second by Commissioner Hinton to approve the purchase of a pumper truck for five-star VFD, total amount $14,000, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number five, consider possibly approve Monday, December 27th as a holiday.
Judge, I put that on there, the reason I did, we've always, usually the holiday would fall during the weekdays, it just so happens this year it falls on a Saturday, Christmas does. We have Thursday and Friday, and I think we had set our Commissioners Court meeting up for Tuesday, and I don't know how we left it off, if we left it off, but that Monday, I would like to add that to the holidays.
Make that motion.
Yes, sir.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Hinton, to add December 27th, 2010, as a holiday, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number six, consider possibly approve the installation of glass dividers at the county attorney's office.
John Mark?
Yeah.
There he is.
Behind the booth.
He's a little bit skinny.
There is a security issue downstairs with a lot of people that are obviously coming in, and sometimes we have some people that aren't in the best moods, and so it's a concern of all of us, and this is something Paul really has been working on regarding providing some security for the office. Is really all it is. And my understanding is we can pay out security funds. There's I don't know how much is in that line, but
half a million or plus.
Half a million or so. We're not talking about a huge expense.
So are you?
Yes, sir.
Are we going to the ceiling or up so far or what?
Paul, what do you think about it?
Well, I think what we've priced out is something that's just high enough to where it looks like it's a big problem to climb over the top of it, for sure. It's going to be real similar to what they have over at the tax assessor's office with a slot to slide the stuff through. We get some pretty irate people in there. Anybody knows there's just two females that occupy that office. Sometimes they can get me over there pretty quick if it's somebody that's really giving them a hard time. But it just be, we keep the court records in there, and I think we wouldn't have any trouble using that courthouse security fund to at least enhance the security. Right now, you can just walk right through there, right back to them if you needed to.
We've got that fund. We've done a pretty good job on all this, but I was going to ask, go ahead.
You don't have to lose your slugger down there.
No, we don't.
No, I'm the best they have, so maybe we need to get that slugger.
3 foot two before.
What? We haven't had any incidents yet, but we've had some people off upset, and I'm not concerned about somebody with some mental illness in particular coming in there and cause some problems. I know that I've had a couple of phone calls downstairs with us, and we had a close.
John Mark, do we have the panic button that they can hit also?
There's a panic button in my office. I don't know.
They do have a panic button that they can reach the sheriff's office with.
I'm not sure it works.
Who could probably, well, the girls at least believe it works.
Try it.
It does. Which means they would have somebody up here in 5 to 10 minutes. Right, Tim, if we push that button, okay.
All right.
On the door, where the little swing door is at, what were you going to do there?
Just put some kind of door.
Put a solid door.
Yes, sir.
If you're familiar with the way it works over at the tax assessor's office, they have a door that you can just reach up and lock if you wanted to keep it around. We could do a buzz lock, but I don't think we priced that out. I think it's just a door they'll let them in.
Okay.
Make that motion.
Second.
Second.
By Commissioner Fields, second.
Paid out of the.
Security fund.
To approve installation of glass providers at the county attorney's office will be paid for out of the security fund. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number seven, over bids, consider possibly approve the sale of a nine-wheel roller packer.
Judge, I don't have any, there may be some that we can come here, so I was.
Let's just table this. If not, we'll just put it on the internet and try to sell it that way. It's a used packer, it's old pull time. In certain situations, it'd be ideal for people to have, but we don't need it anymore, so it's a surplus to us. Judge Williams not here, so I'm not sure if we got a bid on it or not.
So you're making a motion to table?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Boggs, table item number seven. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Item number eight, consider possibly approve holidays for 2011. I think those are, you have those for you. Is there a motion?
Let me ask you a question. We've given the New Year's Eve as a holiday. Is that to, are we to assume that the Monday following New Year's will not be included in the package next year?
No, that's 2012. This is for 2011. Y'all will set that next year.
Yeah, but I wanted to mention that that's my assumption, that the one day of holiday we get around New Year's would be the eve instead of the day after.
That's something y'all have to determine.
Okay.
It's set on next year. Is there a motion on?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Judge, the only one I have problems with is that, and I'm sorry I didn't speak up, Philip, before that Samuel. Same day, April 21st. I'd like to take that one on.
Is there an objection to removing San Jacinto Day from the list?
I have none.
No, I have none.
Do you want to amend your motion?
I'll amend my motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the 2011 holiday schedule as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries unanimously. Seconded, right?
Yes.
Item number nine, consider possibly approve leases for land, aluminum tracks. Y'all want to explain that? Got one track in precinct one, three in precinct two, and two in precinct three.
Judge, this is property that aluminum has that we've leased this for years. It's $1 a year per track, so we're looking at a total of $5. We can get dirt off this, we can get clay off of it, anything that we need. It's just
material.
Material.
Yep.
And the price is very reasonable.
Yeah, it's $1 a year, pretty reasonable.
So I make a motion that we lease this again for this coming year.
All of these tracks?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.